Hello children, welcome to your English class. Today we are going to discuss the English poem When I Set Out for Lyoness, written by Thomas Hardy. Poet Thomas Hardy was born on 2nd June 1840 at Stinsford, United Kingdom. He died on 11th January 1928 at Dorchester, United Kingdom. The poem When I Set Out for Lyoness was written in 1869 and it was first published in 1914 in Thomas Hardy's collection of poems titled Satire of Circumstances, Lyrics and Reveries. Lyoness is a mythical place mentioned in the Arthurian legend. The use of such a place, Lyoness, therefore, adds to the mythical atmosphere and mystical flavor of the poet's journey given in the poem. The poet is a young architect who went to Lyoness to supervise the renovation work of a dilapidated and old church building. The church was 100 miles away from his hometown. It was winter season and snowfall was at the peak. The poet was in a solitary state, and during his journey, his only companion was the starlit sky. Now, I will read the poem for you. Please listen to the reading carefully. When I set out for Lyoness, 100 miles away, the rain was on the spray, and starlight lit my lonesomeness. When I set out for Lyoness, 100 miles away. That was the first stanza. Now the second stanza. What would bechance at Lyoness while I should sojourn there? No prophet durst declare, nor did the wisest wizard guess. What would bechance at Lyoness while I would sojourn there? Now the third and the last stanza. When I returned from Lyoness with magic in my eyes, all marked with mute ceremonies, my radiance rare and fathomless. When I returned from Lyoness with magic in my eyes. Now you heard me reading the entire poem, and I am sure that some of the lines and their meanings you must have understood while listening to the reading. Now I will explain to you the meaning of all these three stanzas, one after the other. The first stanza. When I set out for Lyoness, 100 miles away, the rain was on the spray and starlight lit my lonesomeness. When I set out for Lyoness, 100 miles away. This first stanza is the most simple and very easy to understand. In this stanza, we see that the poet starts his trip to a place called Lyoness, and this place situated 100 miles away from his hometown. And it was winter season, and definitely the weather was very, very cold. The shine in the night sky helped him when he was lonely. Wherever we go, the sky will be there above us as a companion. He had no idea what would happen during his stay at the destination Linus. Now the second stanza. What would be chance at Linus while I should sojourn there? No prophet durst declare, nor did the wisest wizard guess. What would be chance at Linus while I should sojourn there? In this stanza, the poet expresses his unsurety, a type of uncertainty about what is going to happen to him at Linus. He says that he doesn't know what awaits him at Linus. The poet says that even a prophet, or for that matter, even the wisest wizard, would miserably fail to predict what the poet is going to experience there very clearly and very vividly. A prophet is a person who is gifted with the farsightedness to see and understand what is going to happen in the world after hundreds of years. Such a person is called a prophet. And the wisest wizard, a man who knows the future, who can analyze the present, such a person, he would not be successful in predicting. Now the third stanza. When I returned from Linus with magic in my eyes, all marked with mute surmise, my radiance rare and fathomless. When I returned from Linus with magic in my eyes. This is the most important stanza, because here we understand the change that has happened to the poet. In this stanza, the poet describes what happened to him and what people noticed on his return from Linus. On his return from the parish, Linus, people noticed that there is a new glow in his eyes. That is the magic mentioned here. A new light was there in the eyes of the poet. Actually, in this poem, we come across an encounter between the old and the young. At the very outset of the poem, in the first stanza, it is made very clear to us that the poet, as a young architect, is on a mission journey to a place 100 miles away, and the name of the place is Linus. The poet is very young, apprentice, architect, and he is going to repair the reconstruction work of this dilapidated old building. Repair is in one way reconstruction. Whatever is broken, whatever is damaged, those damages are to be rectified. Those broken parts of that building has to be restored. In one way, it is a kind of partial reconstruction, you can say. Here, such a church building is definitely very, very old. And it is a holy place. A place which was used by many generations of people for worshipping God. And it is the old. So the encounter between the young on one side, the poet, and the old on the other side, the church. We know that whenever we encounter with another person, we learn many things from that person, and that person also will definitely learn many things from us. We influence the other person, and that other person also get influenced by us. The same thing happened here in this encounter mentioned in the poem also. What I think, the poet worked hard and restored the old church building. The church became renewed one, and the church got repaired, more beautiful, much attractive, more usable for the hundreds of people in that parish. So the church has to give something back to the poet. It is an encounter of influencing and getting influenced. What was given by the church to the poet? That was this new light, the magic in his eyes, in the eyes of the young architect poet Thomas Hardy. So the poem is really very insightful piece of work done by the poet Thomas Hardy. Because in our lives, sometimes unexpected things happen, no matter whatever we plan for our life. There is another plan which is much superior to our human plan. And finally, our plans, they don't work. But the plan, the superior plan of God, finally work in our life. In that way, the poet is presenting the poem in a very insightful manner. And the poem is talking about three times. The first stanza is representing the time before the trip. The second stanza is representing the time that the poet is experiencing and remaining at the destination, Lyoness. And the third stanza is representing the time that poet has reached his hometown, returned to his hometown, and how the other people experienced the change in the poet. They found the poet a totally transformed person. He is no more the same person. The people in the Christian world, they believe that there are 9 fruits of the Holy Spirit promised by God to all those who walk in the ways of God. These promises are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So who is walking in the ways of God? Those who are doing selfless works, selfless activities for the benefit of the society, constructing a road, constructing a bridge, constructing any facility for the use of all the people of the society, anything socially useful for every member of the society. Because you are serving the society, and who is there in the society? Other human beings. Service to mankind is service to God. That is the logic. Service to mankind is the service to God. So God would pay you back with his divine spiritual blessings, which you cannot buy by paying any money. That has happened to the poet here. When he gave something to the church, a socially useful facility for hundreds of people to come and worship God. So he was given that divine light in his eyes. I remember a parallel incident, something similar to this, in the Holy Bible. There is a prophet in the Bible called Moses. He went to the top of the mountain Sinai to see God. And he saw God. And after his meeting with God, when he climbed down the Sinai mountain, the people, his people, found him as a totally transformed person with a radiating glow on his face. It is written in the Bible. Here, I think the poet of the poem, when I set out for Linus, Thomas Hardy, he also had a similar experience at Linus. So in that way, it is a parallel to what is given in the Holy Bible. Children, I think you understood the poem at great length, but you all should read it many times. The more you read, the more you will enjoy, and your imagination, the horizon and imagination would expand, and you would understand more. Not only this poem, more you read stories, novels, poems, and enlarge your understanding of poetry, novels, stories, etc. That will definitely make you a person of better understanding and more insightfulness. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you.